Spanish colonial rule in the Philippines began in the 16th century and lasted until the end of the 19th. Connections there between the old world and new run deep. One connection that's relatively unexplored is the strain of European Renaissance influence that runs through the art of the Philippines, one that's deeply connected to the spread of Christianity to the New World. The Honolulu Museum of Art has created a new educational tour, free and open to the public, that explores the link between the art of the Philippines and the art of the Renaissance in Europe. Christine Park organized the tour with paintings and sculpture from the Samuel H. Kress Collection, and she's with us this morning. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, good morning, Chris.
You can really see some very specific connections, and in what area do you see the closest connection between these two very far apart artistic traditions?
Quite honestly, when we began the project, I thought, how distant can two genres be?
Exactly.
But when we looked at the Philippine and the Renaissance galleries in conjunction to each other, all the religious icons, because of that history of the Age of Exploration, had very similar aesthetics. When Ferdinand Magellan arrived in the Philippines from Europe, he brought along religious iconography that took hold in the Philippines and merged into a syncretic religion.
He was killed in the Philippines, right?
Yes, many people believe that he circumnavigated the world. We know him as the first man to travel around the world. However, his journey never made it back to Europe.
His crew did.
Started. Yes, it was only his crew, and that's because he was killed in the Philippines. Once he arrived, he befriended a neighboring Datu, which is the chief of one of the tribes in Cebu. And he was able to baptize many hundreds of Filipinos that he met. However, 2 weeks later, he was killed by an enemy of that Datu in the Philippines, and the Spanish fled back to Europe. There's a period of about 44 years, an interim period, where there were no Europeans in the Philippines after Magellan's death. And during that period, the Christian religion and the icons that Magellan had brought over to the Philippines took on their own lives.
Without the aid of missionaries to promote them, they just sort of took root kind of organically, yeah?
Exactly. There was not very much guidance, but so we see this fabulous, aesthetically, this blossoming of Christian religious iconography that had now been translated into a new way.
The images from the Renaissance art of the 16th and 17th centuries are beautifully rendered, very, very subtle play of light on features, lots of images of the Madonna and Child, right?
Yes. So one of the key things we noticed when we were looking at how the Madonna and the Christ Child is portrayed in Renaissance paintings is that he's always portrayed as an infant, as we know it. And of course, in the Bible, textually, we see a lot written about Jesus in his infant stage, and then a lot written about him as a man, now preaching the Gospels in his 40s. Mm-hmm. But we don't really get much text of Jesus being a toddler. However, in the Philippines, that's exactly the kind of image of Jesus that took hold. Jesus becomes now the Santo Niño in the Philippines, and he is a young boy, about 5 or 7, and that image is really iconic to Catholic Filipinos.
And so it recurs again and again in what? In wood carvings, in paintings?
Yes, in the Philippines, there were excellent carvers even before the Europeans arrived, especially in the area called Paete. And Christian iconography transformed into what are called santoses, small wooden statuettes. And these are used in religious devotional rituals, but people also keep them in their domestic sphere. Mm-hmm. When you make an artwork smaller, the effect is that it becomes more intimate. Now people keep it in their bedrooms, and the relationship to that icon changes.
It also it kind of points out the way when Christianity goes to a far-off part of the world, it kind of adapts its own iconography, even its own ideology, to the population. Fair to say?
Exactly. I think that is quite fair to say. In order for emotion or religion or just about any ideology to be emotionally plausible, has to have some sense of familiarity as well. If something is too foreign, it's hard to accept, which is exactly the reason why Spanish missionaries allowed for this kind of syncretic blending of religions.
Kind of just as a way of adapting to the population, a way of ensuring the spread of their ideology, huh?
Exactly. And I think that's also a blessing because it's a new interpretation that enriches what we already know. For instance, the Christ child image has now taken a life of not just in religious culture, but the social sphere, because every year in the Philippines, they hold a festival that brings in so many people that honors the Santo Niño. It's a parade that goes through cities, brings thousands and thousands of foreign visitors as well. There is a festival that's involved.
So you get the idea. I'm particularly fascinated by the idea of those 40-some years in which Christianity existed in the memories of a few converts and in some images left behind. So it kind of grew on its own without a lot of encouragement, yeah?
Exactly. So there is an argument that perhaps because there wasn't the guidance of European missionaries, that this now is a folk religion rather than Catholicism as Europe had known.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a counter argument saying that this is really an organic Catholic belief that's growing. No idea remains uninfluenced by other ideas. So,
and it also, what you said earlier about it's needing to sort of have a degree of familiarity so that you feel a continuity with cultural traditions that have gone before. It makes a lot of sense.
Yes, because in the Philippines there were indigenous Enitos, which are spirits or saints, very much similar to what Catholics believe when they show their devotion to a particular saint. And I think that familiarity did play a large role in making it easier for Catholicism to be accepted in the Philippines.
Well, Christine, it's really a fascinating avenue of inquiry. Thanks very much for coming in.
Yes, thank you.
Christine Park is the organizer of a free tour on Sundays at the Holy Museum of Art at the museum's Art of the Philippines Gallery. The tour compares Filipino art to Renaissance and Baroque paintings and sculpture from the Samuel H. Kress Collection. And you can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.